USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Shutting down 85% of California, Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom imposed extreme curfew restrictions through December because of the China virus. The limited stay-at-home order applies to 41 counties. Non-essential work, movement, and gatherings must stop between 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. Pacific. As expected, pushback from Californians is gaining strength.
Mayor Garcetti and Gavin Newsom is responsible for every single person that doesn't have unemployment, that does not have a job, and all the businesses that are going under. And we need your help. We need somebody to do something about this.
Governor Newsom has lost much credibility after imposing China virus mandates and openly breaking the rules himself without repercussions. The sheriff of Riverside County near Los Angeles publicly called out Newsom as a hypocrite and ordered his department to not enforce Newsom's mandate. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry, it is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Two Washington state women thought derailing a train was a good idea. USA Radio News Val Dior explains.
Two Bellingham, Washington women are accused of terrorism after a shunt was placed on train tracks in Whatcom County, an act that could cause a train to derail or decouple, endangering the public, according to the U.S. Department of Justice. That DOJ press release describes how a shunt disrupts the low-level electrical current on the tracks and can disable various safety measures. Ellen Brennan Reich is 23 years old and Samantha Francis Brooks is 27. The two were arrested on the BNSF railway tracks near Bellingham and charged with a terrorist attack and other violence against a railroad. There have been 41 incidents involving shunts since January 2020 in Washington State. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Bellingham, Washington is on the I-5 near the Canadian border. Two Monday night football games tonight, Bills at 49ers and Washington at Pittsburgh. First game is at 5 p.m. Eastern, USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
A little under 1 month from now, Georgia will have a runoff election to decide their representatives to the U.S. Senate. This will also decide which party controls the Senate. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki takes a look at Sunday's debates.
The eyes of the political world were on Georgia Sunday night as Senator Kelly Loeffler and her challenger, Raphael Warnock, squared off in a debate ahead of their runoff election. The Republican incumbent framed the entire election as a battle between the American dream and socialism.
You can see what's at stake. There are two visions for our country. Mine, the American dream, my opponent. Socialism. This is what's on the ballot January 5th, the American dream. I was born and raised on a farm. I grew up working in the fields. I built my career. I became a job creator right here in Georgia, and I have been blessed to live the American dream.
While her Democratic challenger called on Georgians to be ready to get out the vote.
It's our job, Georgia, to put our shoes on and get ready, because there are those who are engaged in the politics of division. They have no vision, and so they engage in division. Tomorrow is the last day to register. Tell everybody you know to make a vote plan, because health care is on the ballot. Workers are on the ballot. Voting rights is on the ballot. Criminal justice reform is on the ballot.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The president tweeted Sunday that the head of his legal team, Rudy Giuliani, has tested positive for the China virus. Giuliani has been admitted to Georgetown University Medical Center in Washington, D.C. Rudy's son, Andrew Giuliani, tweeted Sunday night that his father was getting great care and was feeling well. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.